Back in February, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray said the city's parks are at a pivotal moment. He used that word, pivotal, to announce the new head of the Parks Department, Jesus Aguirre. Aguirre comes from the other Washington, where he worked in parks and education. In Seattle, Aguirre will oversee management of Seattle's 465 parks and natural areas. Aguirre gave Ross Reynolds his assessment of the state of Seattle's parks.
I guess I would describe sort of a perfect storm of things happening here in Seattle with regards to parks and recreation. As you know, the voters passed the creation of the Metropolitan Park District, which is really going to transform our operations, and I think it's going to transform the city from the parks perspective.
It gives the parks a regular funding source. You don't have to compete with other parts of the city.
It does.
You have your own property tax base.
That's right, which is really important. And so you layer that with the fact that, as you know, Seattle is changing drastically and dramatically in so many different ways, and including just the, sort of the population surges, and so as all of that comes together, you add to that that there's increasing demands on parks and recreation agencies in terms of what folks expect from us, and all the things that are happening both within parks and recreation but around us. For example, school districts and school systems are being forced to focus on different things and cut back and use less funds, so they look to us and things like summer schools and after school programming, etc. And so you put all that together, and really we're gonna be in a situation over the next 6, 12, 18 months where the park system will begin to look differently to the residents.
How so?
So on one level, one of the things that the Metropolitan, that the Park District actually does, and I think the voters were really clear about the idea that we need to fix the things that we have. There's just years and years of deferred maintenance, which makes sense. That's what happens when economies sort of go downward. So there will be a general improvement that folks will see. Unfortunately, the first year or so, it won't be kind of the high profile stuff, but it'll be things like roofs getting fixed and irrigation systems getting fixed and just the kind of deferred maintenance that hasn't happened. I think pretty soon here in the summer, you'll see we're adding a third crew to help maintain the park. Which I think that'll be sort of a pretty obvious improvement in terms of the way we maintain our parks. So additional programming and things like that.
Now, you come from a background in both parks and education. What does running a school system have in common with running a parks district?
I think there's a lot of similarities. I think the work at Parks and Recreation is very supplemental to what happens in the schools. As I mentioned just a second ago, Parks and Rec is being charged now with doing more education, so to speak, in terms of after-school programs, summer camps, summer programs, really supporting the academic outcomes of the school. So I think that they're similar in terms of content. You know, clearly it's all about human development and making sure that we're providing opportunities for growth. But I think probably the biggest similarity, or at least the another place where I think people will see a shift, education is all about outcomes, and it's all about sort of making sure that we're gaining and the kids are getting what they need to be successful. I think in Parks and Recreation, we haven't been as good about articulating our outcomes, so I think that's something that I certainly will bring in my experience in schools, will bring a sort of a real focus on outcomes and making sure that we're really sort of showing where the benefit is.
Now, if you improve outcomes for kids, you give them better schools. Can you improve outcomes for kids by giving them better parks?
Absolutely.
How?
Absolutely. There's lots of research that talks about the need for kids to be physically fit and active and just being out in the outdoors. Just actually a couple of days ago, there was an article about a school district, I think it's in Maryland, that has shifted their kindergarten curriculum to require more play, and there's so much learning that happens in the outdoors that outside of the structured sort of academic reading, writing, and math. I think that kids do better in school when they're engaged in extracurricular activities, when they're engaged in arts activities, when they're engaged in education about their environment and sustainability. I think it's just it goes hand in hand.
Where did you play when you were a kid?
Where did I play? I played a lot. I had a big family, so there's six kids. So we played a lot together. And then I was the kind of kid that would come home from elementary school, drop my books off, and just get lost out in the parks and in the neighborhood. So spent a lot of time in parks. It was a different time back then. I think it was, I could just get lost for the whole afternoon and come back by dark. But I did a lot of that. I loved playing soccer. I tell folks I used to sneak into the Boys and Girls Club because I didn't know that was something that was accessible to us, because I am also an immigrant to this country. And when we came into it, when we lived in Houston, I wasn't aware of sort of the services that were there. So I think that's also part of what drives my work, is making sure that everybody is aware that these are opportunities for them.
Do you have any sense of long-term goals? Like if we were to come have you back in here 10 years from now, what would you like us to be able to talk about in terms of things that have changed in the parks?
I think that long-term, it would be an exciting conversation to have in 10 years when we come back and talk about what recreation looks like and what activities look like. And I think they're going to be different. They're going to be, you know, we have to rethink, for example, the way we do play, and we're already starting to do that, how playgrounds are designed. And I think, for example, playgrounds need to be intergenerational. It shouldn't just be about children and swings and things like that that are very important, but it should be about walking trails for seniors, outdoor fitness equipment for folks. It should be about gardening and all of the pieces because, for example, playgrounds build these communities. I think those are the types of things that would be exciting. I think just continuing to be able to say that we have an organization that's incredibly responsive to our residents and does it in a way that is of high quality. I think that would be exciting. As you mentioned, our population is changing, and not just the immigrants from other countries, but just people from all over the country. And if we as an agency are charged with providing a service to every single resident, we need to make sure that this is an ongoing conversation that happens all the time.
Jesus Aguirre is the new head of Seattle's Parks Department. He started his job this month. Aguirre spoke with Ross Reynolds.